There are so many people who flee their homes as refugees because staying where they are is risky, even possibly deadly. Take El Salvador. You've got rampant gang violence, and recruitment starts young. When kids say they don't want to join, gangs often threaten to kill them. That's led to tens of thousands of children going into hiding or fleeing. After some pretty harrowing journeys, many of them arrive at the U.S. border. In December 2014, the Obama administration rolled out a program called Central American Minors. The idea was to give young people the option of requesting asylum in the U.S. before they leave their home countries, meaning they could have their case heard without having to make the dangerous trek north. But the program was temporarily halted when President Trump issued his executive order stopping all refugee processing. From San Salvador, Tipa Fernandez picks up the story.
Ana Riva was at work one day in 2015 when she got an urgent call from her nephew, Juan, who she'd raised since his mother left for the US years ago. It was a moment she'd so far avoided with Juan, but now here it was. He was 16 and a local gang had him surrounded, insisting he join.
They demanded money when they threatened him. They wanted him to pay a sum of money immediately. He called me all scared. I mean, they had guns to his head.
She left work immediately and called other relatives to help.
We had to get him out of that place because he received a death threat. He was told he had to join the gang or they would kill him.
We aren't using Juan's real name or his aunt's real name, as the gangs already found him once where he was sent to hide. Now he's hiding inside his aunt's apartment and they're very scared he'll be discovered.
He's been inside my apartment for 1 year now. He only goes out onto the patio. He doesn't have any freedom. If he gets sick, I have to hide him and take him out.
The family initially decided Juan should trek north to the U.S. They thought he would have a good chance at gaining asylum and his mother would be there to receive him. But he only made it as far as Mexico, where he was picked up and sent back to San Salvador by Mexican authorities. It was a harrowing experience, his aunt says. That's when Juan went into hiding inside her apartment and applied for asylum to the United States through the Central American Minors Program, or CAM.
So the idea behind CAM was to provide a safe and legal alternative to that journey and allow children to apply for permission to live in the U.S. without ever having to leave home.
Faye Hipsman is a policy analyst with the Migration Policy Institute. CAM was an Obama administration effort aimed at decreasing the number of unaccompanied minors from Central America. While good in theory, Hipsman says, it hasn't really done much.
In 2016, the last fiscal year, 60,000 unaccompanied minors still came to the U.S., despite CAM being operational. One of the key limitations is that the program requires children to have a parent who is lawfully present in the United States. And this is an issue because the majority of immigrants in the U.S. from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are actually unauthorized, so the families are ineligible for the program.
And Hipsman says the program has one other big limitation. It's slow.
A recent assessment showed that average cases take 400 days, so over a year, to be processed. And for children who are in serious danger, they don't have that time to wait. They'll just leave.
According to a State Department spokesperson, 11,000 Central American kids have applied since the program started, and just over 2,800 have been admitted and are now living in the U.S., though many of them only received a temporary visa. Yet advocates worry that many vulnerable kids are still being left out.
Me pareció muy arbitrario todo.
Completely arbitrary. That's Marina Ortiz's critique of how CAM is working on the ground. She's a Salvadoran immigration and human rights attorney who's helped many scared youth find a route to safety. She's seen some young people successfully win entry to the U.S. using the CAM program, but the one client she pursued a CAM case for was rejected by the U.S. ambassador.
The consulate is obligated to review all the documents and tell us why my client didn't qualify, why my client was not eligible, but nothing. They didn't tell us anything.
El Salvador remains one of the most deadly countries in the world, especially for young people threatened by gangs, and fleeing the country is the only option for many of these kids. So it was with alarm that the leftist FMLN government watched as newly elected U.S. President Donald Trump tried to stop all refugees entering the U.S. The CAM program stopped too, until the court halted Trump's executive order. All this worries Salvadoran government officials, like Aquiles Magaña, who runs a government agency that deals with issues of migration.
Remember, we have a very unpredictable president in the United States, and we don't know for how long he's going to be sustaining this harassment against communities.
Faye Hipsman of the Migration Policy Institute says the Salvadoran government is right to be worried about the Trump administration possibly ending CAM.
The program is absolutely on the administration's radar. There was a lot of opposition to CAM initially from members of Congress, and many of the people on the Hill who were critics of the CAM program when it was launched are in the Trump administration today.
In other words, hardliners worried CAM would encourage the very kind of immigration they were trying to stop. One of the most outspoken senators against CAM was Jeff Sessions, who today is Trump's attorney general. Back in San Salvador, Juan is waiting to hear about his asylum prospects after his interview months ago through the CAM program, says his aunt, Ana Riva. She fears the worst if he's denied.
Nearby in my community, when young people have been threatened by gangs and they haven't had any options to escape, the gangs killed them. That's how it is here.
If Juan is denied, he can't spend the rest of his life hiding in her apartment, Riva says. Then she starts to cry. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, San Salvador.